Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Senator Rich Taylor to talk about some of the things he's been working on in Des Moines. So first question I had was regarding the private school voucher. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is and where that's at?
Well, what I'm understanding is that that is now dead in the Senate. It didn't advance out of Education Committee. In my opinion, at least, it was a really bad bill. It would undercut our public school system, hurt the funding for it, actually. Bad idea. In most Iowans' mind, it's a bad idea. Most people that want to send their kids to public school realize that they're getting a different type of education and they're willing to pay for that, which I'm fine with. But there's a lot of people that just can't afford to do that. And so we should make sure that our public schools are fully funded. And you know, if you want to do a different type of education, you're sure free to do that.
And then can you educate me a little bit on what the bill was trying to accomplish?
Well, it was going to set up a system where every kid in Iowa would get a savings account that their parents could spend on them for their education as they saw fit. The biggest problem with it is it would be at a reduced amount from what we spend per pupil for our public school systems. And so if a person couldn't afford the addition to go to private school, they wouldn't have enough to support, you know, in their vouchers, they wouldn't have enough to properly support our public schools. So that's why I feel that it was a poor thought out idea.
So what's at the top of your to-do list for the next week or so?
Well, actually, for the rest of this week, just continue to try to move bills out of committees. I'll have Veterans Affairs Committee this afternoon that's got a couple of decent bills on it, one of them for hyperbaric treatment for PTSD for veterans. I'll be working hard on that, trying to get that passed through full committee so that it'll be floor eligible. And the rest of the week, like I say, there's going to be an awful lot of committee meetings trying to get these bills moved forward so they're eligible for the floor. So I'll be doing a lot of studying on a whole lot of bills and a whole lot of different committees, agriculture and judiciary and veterans affairs and labor and just a lot of other bills that other committee members, you know, even committees that I'm not in come to me. And since I'm an assistant leader this year, they'll come to me for maybe some help and advice on, you know, what I'm seeing with different bills. And so this will be a very busy week.
For sure. And then any bills that have gotten you really excited or you think can really benefit the people of your district?
Well, probably one of the best ones, and we just passed it out of committee about an hour ago or less, out of Judiciary Committee, was the use of medical cannabis oil in Iowa and expanding the use. We've been working on this for the last 3 years, maybe 4 years now. And every year it seems like that we just do a little bit more and a little bit more to make this drug more available to all Iowans. I think we can go a long ways from where we're at yet. But I'm very excited to see it moving forward, because when I started here in 2013, that was one of my main objectives. I knew that it was a useful drug for a lot of different conditions, and most of the people up here in the Capitol would have nothing to do with it at all, didn't even want to talk about it. So to see Iowa moving forward, like a lot of other states have, to make this drug available to all Iowans for a lot of different conditions, good step forward, and we'll just continue to work on it. I know I will as long as I'm here, and hopefully we'll have even a more expanded use and more readily available with a lot more dispensaries all over the state.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add before I let you go?
I know there's been a lot of people up here advocating for a lot of different bills, and they have made a difference. There are some bills that there was a natural heritage trust fund that you could give land to back to the state to use for recreational projects or whatever, you know, that the state felt that they would be useful for. And they were going to cut the funding to that. The Republicans had decided that was a bad bill. There were enough people showed up here and stormed these meetings on these different bills that it appears to me they've been able to defeat them and keep them from coming forward. So a lot of times people think, well, it doesn't do any good to come up here and complain. This is one example where it really has done a lot of good. So I appreciate everybody coming up and their efforts. And, you know, keep coming up, because if you don't say something, if you don't tell people up here what's going wrong at home, they're not going to know. You know, they're not going to pay any attention to you if you're not around here, kind of like the squeaky cog gets the grease. You know, it's you got to be up here letting us know.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.